This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Need to think a little bit about this. Think long and hard. And give me your best prediction.
Keep that Trump music wins up. Re-election.
Keep that up, Daniel. I need the music. We're not going to jump to November, Todd. Nice try.
Okay.
Todd's trying to jump to November. That might be a different show. A different show. Your Chiefs-Niners would be good. I'm cheering for the Chiefs because of the North Dakota connection. Nobody I know from the San Francisco 49ers cares about North Dakota. But
listen, man, how do you not like Patrick Mahomes? You know, he's just a likable dude.
And the Hunts. I love it. Yeah,
exactly.
So that's not even a question. I want to know what you think is going to happen related to witnesses or no witnesses. And let me correct myself. I actually sent Dana Perino a note yesterday on Fox News because I was screaming at the TV. And she's saying, are they going to allow witnesses?
Scream back? What's with you people that scream at TVs? They never scream back.
It makes me feel better, you know. So it makes me feel better. And then
what are you, five?
Bang out a text and send it off. And she sent a nice note back. I'll actually share that note here in a little bit. But, you know, I said, there was a debate over whether or not to allow witnesses. There have been witnesses. There have been witnesses. So anybody that is telling you, those Republicans won't allow witnesses because they're afraid of the truth through all the stupid Chuck Schumer talking points. No. There's been witnesses. The question is whether or not we need more witnesses. Do you need more information to know what a total joke this is? So here's the prediction I'm looking for from our fine listeners. Very wise group of folks who have disseminated this whole thing far better than I could ever hope to. And I rely on their wisdom. Every single day on this program. We love our listeners. Great part of this program is this daily conversation. But here's the question. The prediction I would like you to make is, will there be more witnesses? Will this turn into a total circus, which I might add, could actually end up doing extreme damage to the country of the United States of America in a lot of ways. I think it means, the Senate is gone because you'd have, just a food fight. I just don't even want to think about it. So Donald Trump's going to win re-election. But is the Senate going to remain in Republican hands? I guess Mitt Romney gets to decide. Susan Collins gets to decide. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska gets to decide. And if they don't lance this boil after this 2 days of questions that are coming today and tomorrow, and say, we're done, we're going to a final vote, dismiss that Article 2 nonsense and acquit on the other one, and let's get back to business, it's going to be chaos. And, folks, just think about Kavanaugh. What happened during the Kavanaugh hearing? The Republicans were on their way to getting a vote to nominate, approve. President isn't nominating. They approve the nomination, vote on the nomination of Kavanaugh, right? They're on their way. Kavanaugh's a done deal. And what happens? Jeff Flake starts hand-wringing over something that this we now know, totally fraudulent woman, Baisley Ford, comes forward, and they pull this 11th hour deal. Republicans were responsible for that, not Democrats. You know Democrats are going to do this. That's what they do. They did it with Anita Hill. Whenever they're about to lose a big one, they pull something out and, some witness said this and, you got to do this. They know they're going to lose. They just want to prolong this. But who's going to prevail? Who's going to prevail, do you think? I know from a pretty good source, I can't name any names, that in the Senate caucus yesterday among Republicans, that senators in vulnerable seats, like Joni Ernst in Iowa, Tillerson, North Carolina, the ones that are tight races, right? Cory Gardner in Colorado, another one. They all got up and talked about how they are not going to vote for additional witnesses. But, of course, Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and a few of those are still hand-wringing, I don't know. So the prediction I'd like from you is what will happen. Does this end this week without additional witnesses, or is it a full-blown circus? 701-367-2054, you tell me. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. I'd love your wisdom on this, folks. I'd love your wisdom. We are in Grand Forks today because the University of North Dakota's Chester Fritz Auditorium is hosting Governor Doug Burgum, where he is holding his State of the State address. These are always informative whenever a governor or State of the Union from a president, because you get an idea of sort of that, okay, here's my priorities, here's where I'm going. And this, I think, today will tell us a lot about what the governor's priorities are, as he probably things we're going to hear about during his reelection effort, as well as in the next legislative session, early next year. Important stuff. And I'll say this about the governor. I mean, some would accuse me of having a man crush on him. It's not so much a man crush on the governor. It's just a really deep sense of gratitude. I have been following politics in North Dakota since the mid-80s, okay? The Conrad Andrews race was my first one in 86. Before that, I did a little bit in South Dakota. And I have never seen, never, and I repeat, never seen, in this case a governor, but any elected leader, with the business acumen that this governor possesses, with the selflessness to say, you know what, I'm going to put business interests on hold, they're going to be less of a priority, I'm going to put myself out there and do something I've never done before. It's very Trump-like. It's very Trump-like, and I've heard people joke that, Doug Burgum is Donald Trump without the baggage. I think most people have forgotten about the baggage by now because that was the obsession of the first campaign. But I agree. I think there's some parallels there of bold. And so I really enjoy hearing from the governor. I really do. I love it when he gives a talk and lays out a vision, and because it's heartfelt and it's informed by, some people, oh, too slick. You got all the lights on. You got all the screens going there. That's sort of, okay, I can't pick on anything else, so I'll pick on that. That's about as petty as you can get. Yes, he does a good presentation, it is, I can see it on the screen, I can see him, and that's leftovers, I guess, from his Great Plains Microsoft days. That's fabulous, because think of him doing that on a world stage about North Dakota. He's a great spokesperson, a great ambassador for our great state, and so I like events like this, I do. And we'll have the first half hour of the governor's address on What's on Your Mind, and then that'll be available on our Facebook pages. After the show, we'll interview the governor when things are done today and have that live on Facebook as well. And then, in addition to that, excerpts of that will be replayed tomorrow on the program. Okay? 800-228-0550. How about some predictions on impeachment? Other guests today include, by the way, Michelle Comer from the Department of Commerce. She is the Commerce Commissioner. A lot of what the governor will pose today will be intertwined with what the Commerce Department does. We'll talk with Michelle about that. And then also we'll have Raheem Kassem with us today, co-host of The War Room. It's the number one On Fire podcast right now. It's just like ridiculous on all the platforms. Steve Bannon, Jason Miller, and Raheem Kassem do this. And Raheem was a very important advisor through the whole Nigel, what was his name again? I don't know how you say it, but you know what I'm talking about. Nigel, the Brexit guy. So that's going to be here today as well, and to talk a little bit about his thoughts on the impeachment thing. But I want your take, your predictions. 701-258-0550 or text us. John and Minot, what do you think?
I really hope that they do call for witnesses, and I hope the Republicans don't ask for a single witness. I'd like to see the Democrats talk more. The more they talk, the more they show themselves of what they are. And they can call Bolton. They can call anybody they want. Let them talk. We can get 70% of the votes in America the more they talk.
Do you think they will? What's your prediction?
Romney, those people, they might get him. I truly hope they do. I want to see Democrats talk. I want to see Schiff open his mouth more. He's such a great speaker for the Democrat Party. I mean, what more can you say about Schiff? He just sits there and lies.
He should be a fact witness.
He should be. But we don't want to call any witnesses. We want to see Schiff open his mouth more and more and let the mainstream media covering more and more.
Okay,
the more they expose themselves.
I'm a little confused on what you're saying. Let me make sure I understand what you're saying, John. You're saying that let the Democrats be the witnesses, call the witnesses. Let them blather on and don't even do Republican witnesses like a Hunter Biden or a whistleblower or any of those folks. You're saying you want witnesses, but only Democrats because they're digging a deep hole. Is that what you're saying?
I'm exactly saying that. Let them dig. Keep on digging. I hope they impeach Trump 3 more times before the next election. Like I say, we're going to get so many people seeing what the Democrats are all about the more they open up their mouths. The Republicans need to sit back and let them do what they want to do. The Democrats are on their own. We can't stop them. Let them dig a hole.
Yeah, interesting point, John. They are digging a hole. I think it's fair to say that. I think, though, for the country, if you have, you know, a bunch of Republicans go soft, for lack of a better term, and say, oh, no, we need more witnesses, that you're going to prolong this and you're going to have a long national nightmare. I don't want any witnesses myself. But I want your predictions on what will happen.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind, live from the Chester Fritz Auditorium. Some royalty just arrived, Todd. Long-time Chief Justice of the great state of North Dakota, Gerald Vandewall, is here. Just walked in.
How about that?
Recently stepped down as Chief Justice and passed those duties on, but still on the Supreme Court, and certainly a legend of all legends. So just walked in, and it's becoming a who's who. People are getting here bright and early to have a good spot. 10:30, the address begins. We're about an hour and 10 minutes away from that. And so we'll be hearing more of the governor's address coming up in the program. We look forward to that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple of comments that have come in from our listeners. I'm pro-Trump, but I think they might as well get the witnesses in the Senate and get it over with. Bert, a.k.a. Nadler, and Ernie, a.k.a. Schiff. Hey, that kind of works. First I've heard of that. Bert and Ernie, Nadler and Schiff. They won't ever give up. Then they can be witnesses and lie under oath. They're pathological liars, so they will. All right, so I know it's easy to say, fine, just do this. Give them witnesses and get to the counter witnesses. I think it's a dangerous path. I really do. I think the smart thing is to have a unified caucus. The power of a unified Republican caucus and then picking up a few Democrats will mean massive momentum. I can't predict Mitt Romney because Mitt Romney gets up every day and has a giant bowl of self. You know, he is so consumed with his loss from before and, you know, now in the Senate and can't stand Trump. I mean, he badmouths him all the time, pulls all this stuff. I don't count on him for anything, but it doesn't really matter. But imagine Susan Collins. Susan Collins, Republican member of the Senate from Maine, hand rings, votes no, or votes, you know, yes for more witnesses, has a onslaught of Trump support against her in Maine, goes to a Democrat up there because it's a, you know, bluish state at best up there anyway. Then you lose the Senate over it? Dumb, 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 dumb. Another texter. The first day after the impeachment vote, Pelosi sent an invitation to Trump to come to the Capitol for the State of the Union in early February. That's why the Democrats are delaying this. So when Trump goes to the Capitol for the State of the Union, it's in the middle of the impeachment hearing. Maybe, but he wouldn't have to go. But trust me, they game all this stuff. All of this is a game. This is all political. Yeah. Texter says, obstruction works, Constitution be damned. Just who is sowing chaos? The country says Trump. I don't think the country says Trump. Trump's strong approval rating, and that's important because strong approval ratings tell you people that will not move, is higher than it's ever been. It's increased during impeachment, and it's higher by 14 points than the same point in Obama's first term. I don't think that says chaos is being sowed by Trump. Text says 75% want witnesses that were withheld during the investigation. No, that's not true. There was a Quinnipiac poll that says, yes, 70-some percent want witnesses. But again, many of those are Republicans who want witnesses as well. This isn't like 75% say the Democrats, you know, haven't got their way here. It's not that at all. And we've had witnesses. If you ask a question to somebody saying, should there be witnesses? Well, it's a trial. Yeah, there probably should be witnesses. I'd say yes to that, too. There have been witnesses. There have been witnesses. What's your prediction on what's going to happen? How's it going to go? I want predictions. More witnesses or acquittal? Fred in Wing. There's some wisdom in Wing. Always good wisdom in Wing. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about your show yesterday. Thank you for that show. But I'm going to give a comment on what Mr. Dershowitz said the other night. He said that that this court that's set up is a court. All the senators are members of the court, and it's a kind of a special deal between a court and a political body. So each one of those people out there are representing a court. They're not the jury, he said. They're a court. So a court that can vote. So that makes that our forefathers are set this up this way, so it would be in between a court and a political body. So they could act, if they would right now, and vote to not only acquit the president, but to say the articles that were brought before us are null and void, and they don't even have any credence at all. Now, that would be the way we should go.
Yeah, well, for sure. I would agree with you, by the way, Fred, for sure on Article 2. Because that should be thrown out. Otherwise, you're going to have this game being played by all. For the sake of Republicans, Democrats alike, no question about it. That second one, thrown out, not even, totally dismissed. Acquit on the other one. But, because I agree with you. That's what they're up there to do. They're up there to do just that. No question about it. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate your comments. Jerry and Moriad, you take it away. What's your prediction?
Well, I was four witnesses, and then I was listening to another program of a brilliant mind that's on this channel, and it came to light that, if they started calling witnesses, the Democrats could start asking for court review, for a Supreme Court review, and drag this out all the way through the summer, which would hold up any court appointments that Trump tries to put forward. And so
you don't think they have stuff up their sleeve? There's no doubt about it.
Exactly. They can't call witnesses. They shouldn't call witnesses.
I'll give you an example. Dick Durbin yesterday, senator from Illinois, hopeless liberal, leadership of the Democratic Party. They said, the Republicans are saying if you guys want more witnesses, that they're going to have more witnesses. Oh, no. We're talking about relevant witnesses. Oh, now they get to decide what's relevant and what's not. Isn't that beautiful? There's a new standard for you.
Yeah. It's like they should just judge what's put in front of them. You can't add new evidence when your trial's already gone to the punishment stage. I mean, the trial's been over. Now it's the sentencing hearing.
Yeah, you're right. What do you think's going to happen?
I think they're going to drag it out, and a lot of people are going to get PO'd, and Trump's going to win by a bigger margin than Reagan did against Dukakis.
So if they drag it out, it's Republicans that drag it out. Mm-hmm.
No, it's going to be Democrats that drag it out, but there's going to be some willing accomplices like Romney and some others that are going to, the ones that are from the swamp. And is there a swamp on both sides?
So there sure is.
Dragged out, and people are going to vote Trump in for a larger landslide. Because, what can they run on? Oh, he's mean. So what?
I
would rather trust a billionaire who became a politician before I'd trust a politician who becomes a billionaire.
Very well said, Jerry. Appreciate the call, and thanks for sharing your wisdom with us today. Appreciate it. Live from the Chester Fritz Auditorium, countdown to the Governor's State of the State Address at the Chester Fritz on the campus of UND. Folks are pouring in. There's UND President Josh Wing right there. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things could get testy in the U.S. Senate starting today as the impeachment trial of President Trump enters a new phase. Senators will begin questioning the House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators will submit written questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, who will then read the questions aloud. President Trump was cheering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for cursing out a reporter for National Public Radio.
That's impressive.
That was very impressive, man. That reporter couldn't have done too good a job on you yesterday. Huh? think you did a good job on her, actually.
The number rises again. The Pentagon now is saying at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries in that Iranian missile strike earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
What's on your mind? Live from the Chester Fritz Auditorium on the campus of the University of North Dakota, the governor, Doug Burgum, and his State of the State address will take place at 10:30 today. It is online if you can't be here. There's students coming. There's dignitaries coming already pouring through. And we will have coverage of that both today on the show, live on Facebook after, and tomorrow on What's on Your Mind as well. So look forward to that. Tomorrow, by the way, the Energy Generation Conference is happening in Bismarck, and that brings in a ton of kids, a ton of folks, which I think will be a great event to take on. We're going to have some more discussion about that before the show ends today, and also tomorrow, some interviews from that event, too, so look forward to that. Before I go to our next guest, I did promise that I would share with you the email exchange I had with Dana Perino from Fox News, and an obsession of mine through the coverage of the impeachment has been the narrative, and they even use it in polls, like from Quinnipiac, to say, well, is there going to be witnesses or not? There's been witnesses. Every witness the Democrat wanted to call. In fact, the Republicans didn't get a chance to call many of the witnesses. So there have been witnesses. This is not a question of witnesses or no witnesses. This is a question of whether there are more witnesses. So I made that point to her, and she said, yes, I could have been more clear on that point. I'll keep that in mind, so that's good. We're hoping for that. But she also told me about somebody she'd written about in her book, One More Thing. Actually, that wasn't her book. No, it was her book, right? Yeah, One More Thing. She talked about in that book, about another book written by a guy from North Dakota by the name of J.S. Holmes, who was adopted at like 7 months old from the Children's Village Orphanage. And she actually is giving all the proceeds from her book to the orphanage. But it's a story that's a very positive one about North Dakota. And everyone seems to have an adoption story somewhere in their family. And anyway, she said, she's going to connect me with this fella. He's 80 years old now. Bright, invigorated, 80 years old. And he also wants Dana to come visit North Dakota. So we're trying to work out all that. But I did want to share that with you because I just told you a piece of it, not all of it. Now you got the rest of it, and I thought you'd like that part about the gentleman that's in that book, too, and maybe some folks know. So stay tuned. That'll be coming up. All right. The hottest podcast in America, bar none right now, is War Room, the impeachment Trump 2020 podcast that Steve Bannon, Jason Miller, and our next guest, Raheem Kassem, are hosting each and every day. Raheem, how are you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. By the way, Raheem has two best-selling books himself, No Go Zones, and Enoch Was Right. I love that. Senior fellow at the American Principles Project, and also very instrumental in the whole Brexit vote and helping that happen in Great Britain. So let's start with yesterday. What was the takeaway from yesterday?
Well, I think the big takeaway yesterday was the fact that we learned towards the end of the day that Mitch McConnell, the Senate GOP leadership, may not have the requisite votes to stave off any further witnesses. Like you said at the comeback from the break, there already have been witnesses. There have already been 17 witnesses as far as the House process was concerned. But of course, we now enter a new stage of hearing about new witnesses coming forth. And there's a couple of Republican senators who apparently, you know, they don't think that's good enough, especially with the new Bolton revelations and how much the media is now hyping John Bolton, despite them having called him the most evil and untrustworthy person for about the last 40 years. We're now supposed to believe John Bolton on everything. That's the standout. That sort of gives us an idea that actually Mitt Romney and his cohorts who want witnesses are willing to drag this on. This could go on months more now. We were hoping that this could all be wrapped up by Friday. We could all maybe go back to some sense of normalcy, whatever normalcy looks like nowadays. But it looks like this process may now drag on a month, 2 months. Who knows?
What would the damage be to America if that happens? I mean, don't we have, I have this vision of, okay, so, you know, Susan Collins votes for more witnesses. Susan Collins is done. She will not get reelected in Maine, and a Democrat will get elected. And any of these other folks that think that by joining the Democrats is going to help them in the Republican Party in the era of Trump is crazy. So we'll have a Democratic Senate. I mean, I fear for America on this vote. I really do. I don't think we can take any more of this. I think we politically have got to get all the backbone we can muster. Even among, you know, whatever. Mitt Romney, you go ahead and do what you got to do, but the majority of them, enough to prevent witnesses, don't you?
I do. I think this really, you know, a lot of people think about this in partisan terms. I try and resist that urge as much as possible and think about, you know, think about the nation, think about what it means to hype up this process even further, drag it out even longer. It does irreparable damage in the medium term as far as the unity of the nation is concerned, about what the legislative priorities of the people that Americans pay for and send to Washington to represent them in their interest. It does damage to the fact that, as you say, we may end up with a strange situation where seats flip that shouldn't be flipped as a result, and causes more damage into the next term, which, you know, with fingers crossed as far as I'm concerned, would be another Trump administration. But more than that, I think what it does is it further disenfranchises people. You know, we all wanted a major change in the United Kingdom. We voted for one in 2016 with our Brexit vote. You guys obviously saw a massive sea change in late 2016 also. But this, if people in the GOP want to side with the Democrats over this, what it really is telling the American public is, hey, we don't really care what you vote for. We don't really care what you want. We're happy to spend your money on endless investigations of us investigating ourselves on Washington playing into Nissan politics with Washington. And it really is upsetting for a lot of people when you've got USMCA, when you've got the opioid crisis, when you've got this new pandemic that's coming across the Pacific as well, to see the priorities be the president had a phone call which we disagreed with the impetus of.
Yeah, no question about that. It's just downright scary. I am seeing a fair amount of things. I saw, you know, Kevin Cramer, our senator from North Dakota, who's been doing a great job in the media. He's unafraid, goes right into the lion's den regularly and calls these guys out. And the story in the LA Times ends with an analogy of, you know, what the Democrats are trying to do is go fishing in the Senate, just fishing for anything. And, you know, this is the U.S. Senate. You're not going to go fishing. And Lindsey Graham and some others, I actually think what Mitch McConnell did yesterday was brilliant, because it fired some people up to realize, look, there's some people on the fence that shouldn't be on the fence, and put a little pressure on them. He never does that. I mean, you know, at least we're seeing a little fight out of some Republicans, right, Raheem?
Yeah, and it goes back to a lot of the stuff we saw in the House as well, the idea of unity and substance, which is a theme we developed on our show as we launched it in October. The idea of sticking together, but sticking together around the facts. Let's have the facts of the case out. And here's the thing, if we're going to have further witnesses in this process, the witnesses must be equal on both sides. For every Bolton, you must have a whistleblower. For every other person that they want to throw up, you've got to have a Biden, you've got to have a Vindman, you've got to have a Schiff. And so it can now drag on. I think it's good that Mitch McConnell shows that there's fight on the GOP side on this, but what it also does is it's a flare going up. It's a warning. It's a disturbing one, because Mitch McConnell doesn't like to do things like that publicly. He doesn't like things to leak out when he doesn't have the votes on certain things. And this is him putting a flare up and saying, okay, guys, look, I've tried my best. Can't keep the breakaways in the team right now. We're going to have to think of other ways to do it. I think the main way for people to be engaged with this process, no matter how boring it is, and I understand that for a lot of people watching all those hours of Senate hearings on this is fundamentally boring, but an engaged citizenry and a responsible citizenry would call the offices of those GOP senators who are thinking of dragging this process out and letting them know what they think. Maybe you don't agree with me. Maybe you want more witnesses. Let them know what you think. But I think this process should be wrapped up now.
You know, I talked to a couple of folks that were in that caucus meeting yesterday, and they said the big takeaway was the fact that several members of the Republican caucus that are in tough races, and that included Cory Gardner, Tom Tillis, and others, got up and gave impassioned arguments in favor of ending this. Now, if I'm a Republican senator sitting on the fence, i.e. Mitt Romney, who is worthless, I mean, if there's anybody we ought to focus our attention on, I mean, the man is a Trump-hating doofus. I'm just fed up with him. And, you know, I mean, Susan Collins is Susan Collins. We expect that. Maybe Lisa Murkowski. I don't know who's on the fence. But to see people who are in the lion's den right now, whose heads are in the lion's mouth coming into a tough November election, saying, I'm going to back Trump, I'm going to vote to dismiss, I'm going to vote to acquit. I don't know how anybody could be left not wanting to do that. I mean, that to me should motivate them. And if it doesn't, nothing will, Raheem, will it?
And again, it's one thing to look at this also from a sort of political and partisan perspective. You've got to also look at it from a constitutional perspective. I apologize for any background noise, but I am actually outside the U.S. Capitol right now, so I'm on location for you. But you've got to look at it from a constitutional perspective. You know, there's nothing here, and Alan Dershowitz was very clear about this the other night. He gave a very good walkthrough for people who maybe would have been on the fence about where this all sits constitutionally. The watered-down articles of impeachment that they've brought here, they just don't stack up. And anybody who wants to drag the process out and give it more legitimacy in doing so is effectively saying that you can leverage this the vagaries of the Constitution in order to have an endless political impeachment fight over it. Well, what does that portend for the future? That means that every single president, therefore, is going to be impeached on something or the other. That means every single time you elect the president, whether it's Democrat or Republican or anything else, you're going to have this process overshadowing every single administration for the foreseeable future. And if the Republicans feel like they've been hard done by in this process, and I really mean as much of the base as the representatives, then they will do this very much to the opposition when they're in power as well. And I think that's something that we all have a responsibility to avoid as much as possible.
Yeah, but you couldn't be more right. And responsibility is the key word there. After all, it is it's what the founding fathers gave us that we're talking about fighting for here. This is not small ball. This is America as you know it. And I don't think Republicans do politics very well. Democrats are professionals at it. They kick our butts more times than not. Look at, the Kavanaugh hearing. Oh, here's Blasey Ford all of a sudden, Anita Hill. Here's a leak from the New York Times about John Bolton. That's just what they do. And they'll keep doing it. But it could end if we would realize how serious this is and fight back. And I'll tell you this, one great way to fight back is checking out that War Room podcast, because it is fabulous. Steve Bannon, Raheem Kassem, Jason Miller, they do a great job with it, and it goes right through acquittal. Let's hope that's sooner rather than later, Raheem. Thanks for the info today.
Thank you so much for having me.
What will come of this week? There's a lot that hangs in the balance this week, folks. There's a lot that hangs in the balance. And meanwhile, they're counting on you to be a rube, to just sit there and take it. And not to demand some change. I hope that's not your plan. More of your predictions when we come back.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Hi, this is Kevin Pipe with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Pipers.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann at BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Still some 2019 closeouts, but some 0% 72-month APR, 72-month APR, well, you know what I mean, financing out a whole bunch of select 2020 Buicks and GMCs. And if you're an F-150 fanboy, you know what? They have a lot of used vehicles, too. I have no idea if they have one of those in the line because I don't look for one of those in years. But you can at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We are live at the Chester Fritz Auditorium at Grand Forks. Countdown to Governor Doug Burgum's State of the State Address. We'll bring that to you live today on the program. A who's who of North Dakota politics and business here for sure. A lot of youngsters, too. I would say one-third of the folks through here are either college age or high school age students. Brandon Bochansky was just here. Brandon, of course, a name you remember from the UND hockey days. A great player, NHLer, and now a resident of Grand Forks. He actually ran for mayor, which is interesting. I just met his daughter, and he said, I brought her along for a civics lesson. So a great idea. So we're going to actually be talking to Brandon in the coming days. I think we have on the schedule for next week on a visit to Fargo. So glad to hear he's throwing his hat in the ring. Young, vigorous leaders, I love it very much. We need it. Let's see here. Lots of text to get to, and your calls welcome as well at 258-0550, 701-258-0550. I want your predictions today on what's going to happen. This is a big week for America, folks. More witnesses, even if we get the whistleblower and, you know, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, whatever, but more witnesses dragging this out ugly, 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 and it's dumb. We know what's going to happen. It's a game. What'll happen? You tell me. Texter says, is Governor Burgum going to have some of his refugee buddies sitting front and center at the State of the State address? I don't know the answer to that question, but if you're referencing the recent issue with the LSS, I don't think your beef's with the governor. I think your beef is with the Burley County Commission, the Grand Forks County Commission, the Cass County Commission. Because Governor Burgum did what I think most conservative governors should do, and that is to say, states, you decide. It's up to you. Now, I know I think one state, Texas, the governor intervened and said, we're not going to do this, we're not going to have any. That's one way to do it, but you can't then say you're for limited government. You can't say you're for, you know, I don't know about you, but I think, you know, the feds telling the state what to do is a bad idea. I think the states telling the counties what to do is a bad idea. I think that as much as possible, you let local leaders closest to the people make decisions. So I don't think you have the wrong person in your crosshairs, sir. The right person, rather, in your crosshairs. Let's see. I needed to tell you that yesterday was a record day for MyPillow sales, partly because, again, we tied yesterday. And I thought, the reason I'm telling you this is we're going to do it again today because you can't go wrong. But United Patriotic Bodies, volunteers, they go to military funerals, they do some wonderful things. Most of the burials at the new National Cemetery in North Dakota, which is by Harwood, North Dakota's own, are burials that the United Patriotic Bodies participated in, full military honors. Color Guard, Memorial Day celebrations, Veterans Day celebrations. They're the ones that do it, and they do it as a volunteer. I, a while back, throughout the idea, let's raise some money for them, anybody that makes a MyPillow order. And I mentioned that yesterday because PetroServe USA has generously agreed to match your donations. So when you make an order today, $10 from me, $10 from them, we just keep piling it on. Okay? Simple as that. That's the MyPillow dog bed. If you don't have one of those, you should. Your dog will love it. The Go Anywhere pillows, fantastic. The Giza sheets, the Giza cotton pillowcases, the towels. And those great pillows. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Promo code Scott. Second day today. Every order. A donation from me and from PetroServe USA to United Patriotic Bodies for our vets. Mark in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk about the coronavirus, but something that's more important. Hogan, Senator Kramer, and Armstrong have got to get together with whoever is against any more witnesses and march to the White House and tell Trump to exert maximum pressure on these senators that are sent to him. They've got to understand that all the case-streaking say and all the backroom arm-twisting by Democrats have got to, they've got to resist that and end this thing. The coronavirus is serious. Okay? It's not just politics. Right.
Do you consider the coronavirus serious here in the U.S.?
Well, it could be. I mean,
more internationally.
How much does it take for that virus? A virus is something that doesn't eat anything. It doesn't need any energy. It can sit for, you know, if it's strong enough, it can sit on a surface for years. And, you know, it doesn't take very much of that to make a disaster here.
Yeah, no, good points.
They can do something about it now.
I don't think the president needs to be told by Senators Hovind, Kramer, and Armstrong who the wafflers are personally, but I think your idea is a good one in that everybody ought to do that. Everybody on the Republican side ought to say, hey, well, let's speak as one voice against what is about to happen if it gets to that point. I see some momentum going the way of no witnesses. I really do. But the question is, does that momentum translate into those people getting comfortable? Texter says, unfortunately, I've come to expect Republicans to do what they usually do when they're on the cusp of winning. They snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Yeah, who did that pretty well? A guy by the name of Mitt Romney, didn't he? Could have done it. Maybe Ballsy Ford will finally admit that she was one of the Trump girls. If the impeachment ends, there's always another lie for the Dems. Yeah, exactly. That'll be next. In a trial, the prosecution presents their case, and jurors can request previous testimony, not additional witnesses. There's something Republicans need to do better. There have been witnesses. There have been witnesses. And you're right. Request more information. Bring that up. Because people act as though there's been no witnesses. Michelle Comer from the Department of Commerce, when we come back.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.